We're here to get Billy. It's time to go bust some heads. Go wake him up, will ya?
Billy, it's time to get up, sweetheart. Your Antifa buddies are waiting for you. It's time to go protest.
You're listening to the Dwight Man radio show on Anti-Antifa Radio. Hope you little hooded boys and girls out there are having a good day up there in Portland, Seattle, all points north, east, and south, and west. Yeah, I seen that video. I seen that video where you were picking on that poor widow whose husband died 9/11. New York Police Department. My husband died on 9/11, she said. Good for him, the Antifa coward responded. Good, good. New York Police Department was a bunch of sodomizers. Effing sodomizing immigrants with their bully sticks. So yeah, your husband should probably effing rot in his grave, said the Antifa big badass to the woman, the widow of a New York Police Department member who died on 9/11. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Antifa, anarchist, fascist, that's the name of their game. Violence, foul mouth, lowlife, the lowest form of human beings to walk the planet. Hiding in their mommy's basement, wearing their little black hoodies, brown shirts of the Democrat Socialist Party. Getting their paychecks from George Soros. What a bunch of losers. Picking on a widow. Harassing a widow whose husband was in the New York Police Department. Whose husband died on 9/11. And this big badass Antifa dude, why, he takes her on. Why are you trying to block me, he said. He yells, I'm effing trying to walk here, he says to the widow. And the lady says, because I obey traffic signals. He comes back with a remark. You're a effing snarky little effing idiot, the Antifa dude shot back. So shut the effing up. Shut the effing up. You know, I've watched a lot of Antifa videos. And these people are the most foul-mouthed, dirty-mouthed, in-your-face, don't-respect people I've ever run across in my life. Millennials. Millennials. You know, Hannity and the whole bunch have not figured it out yet. I heard him say today on the radio, this is the worst I have ever seen as far as violence and disrespect, etc. They haven't figured it out why. The reason why is these Antifa bunch of cowards, foul-mouthed individuals, immature individuals that still live in mom and daddy's basement, play their video games all day, and then don on their hoodies and go find a good protest or start one and grab some money from George. That's their whole life. But that's not all of it. These millennials, so influenced and indoctrinated in high school and if college, if they went, indoctrinated into socialism, Everybody owes them something. Hate America. Hate anything that would require them to go to work and earn a living and be responsible adults, which they will never be. You see, Antifa, when you roam around the streets with your hoodies and sunglasses on, and F this and F that, and throw a brick through a glass window, or burn a police car, or punch somebody in the mouth, that's not being an adult. That's not even being an immature person. That's being a low-life scumbag. That's what you are. You're worthless individuals. Your mother and father and everybody in your family should be absolutely ashamed of you. But I doubt that they even care, or they would say something to you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Antifa, here on our continent and overseas in Europe, they're all the same bunch of people, all from the same mold, all out on the streets, yelling at the world, yelling at the top of their lungs, "Look at me! Look at me! I'm big badass! I pick on widows! I sucker punch people in the mouth when they're not looking! I throw bricks through glass windows! I burn up police cars! Look at me! I shut down the Second Amendment, the First Amendment! Look at me! Look at me! Please look at me!" You know, folks, immaturity ended around, 15, 16, 17 years old when I was growing up. The immature, that tenure seems to stretch into the 40s now. 40-year-olds. Immature individuals lashing out at a world they want nothing to do because of responsibility. They don't want anything to do with responsibility. Their whole life revolves around that destruction and violence and yelling out in the most foul way, "F this, F that, F you." Worthless. Worthless individuals. You've been listening to the White Man Radio Show on Antifa, Anti-Antifa Radio. I'll be back behind the microphone again real soon. We'll spend some more time together. And all you Antifa mama and daddy boys, you brown shirt, loudmouth, foul-mouth individuals, why, you know what you can do. You can go straight to hell. This is the White Man. Have a good one.